Welcome to the New Breed Christian Community, where we're dedicated to deepening your spiritual walk and empowering you to live in the fullness of Christ. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a regular part of our community, we're so glad you're here. Get ready for an inspiring session as we dive into the Word of God together, growing stronger in faith and closer to our Savior. Let's begin this journey of transformation and spiritual maturity as we get into the Word of God by our lead steward.
Lord, we thank you because your Holy Spirit is available to all of us today, and every demonic hindrance is taken out of the way in the name of Jesus. So throughout the month of May, we have been talking about practical faith, experiencing the realities of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And last week, Sunday, we emphasized that our Christian life must produce evidence. After me, evidence. And then we began to teach on how do you begin to produce evidence. And last week, Sunday, we said you walk in the light as he is in the light. And then we talked about you need a greater intimacy with God, a deeper intimacy with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 4 from verse 1, the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife, and she brought forth a child, brought forth Cain. So the child that was brought was the evidence of the intimate relationship that Adam and Eve had. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? It says, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So Adam and Eve had an intimate knowledge, and it produced a result. There was an evidence, a fruit. Are you getting this? In the same way, if you have an intimate relationship with God, or you get into a deeper intimacy with God, there will be evidence and fruits. Are you getting this? And when people look at those evidence and things that come forth from your life, people will be able to say, ah, no, this one is beyond the ordinary. It is from God. Are you getting this? So, the goal of this service is that intimacy. And so during the midweek service, we are talking about regaining your spiritual form. When you feel like you've derailed spiritually, how do you regain your form or your intimacy with God? Very important teaching. We spoke about how Elijah rebuilt the altar of God and restored rain to the land of Israel. Then we talked about the roadmap using Elijah's story, roadmap to spiritual restoration. We can't go into all of that today. We did it in the midweek service. But one of the last things we said was, after the altar has been restored, you must have spiritual perseverance. Who remembers? So even after the fire fell on the altar, the rain had not yet come. So Elijah had to tell King Ahab, I hear the sound of rain. Let's open it. 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 42. 1 Kings 18 verse 42 says, so Ahab, actually, can we start from verse 41 where Elijah told Ahab, go and eat and drink, I hear the sound. And Elijah said unto Ahab, can you read with me? 1, 2, 3, go. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Glory. So he told him, go and eat and drink. The altar has been restored. There is a sound of abundance of rain. Now look at verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to Mount Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Now that means he was praying. Are you with me? Verse 43. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. So what was happening was Elijah will pray and tell the servants, go. He won't see anything. He will pray again, go. And that happened for 7 times. Are you getting this? He's talking about spiritual perseverance, persistence. When you want to bring the reign of God back into your life, when you want to bring the reign of the Spirit into your life, after you have repaired your altar and you have put yourself in order and you've repented from all your derailing, you get to a point where you begin to press. Are you getting this? That is indicative of prolonged times of prayers and worship. If the rain of the Spirit will come, if the rain of God will come back to that dry land, that dry family, that dry business, that dry home, you need to persevere with God. Can you say, let me persevere with God? You know, that is something our generation needs to learn. How to wait on the Lord. The old sense, we say, I am waiting on God. Have we heard things like that? We are waiting on God. They learn how to stay. And so that's what Elijah was doing. Praise the Lord. Now let's read on. He said, and he said, go seven times, verse 44. And it came to pass. Can you read with me verse 44? 1, 2, 3, go. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get it down, that the rain stop thee not. Do you realize that the first thing Elijah said to Ahab was, there is a sound of abundance of rain. A sound of abundance of rain does not mean the rain has come. There can be a sound. For instance, you may have gotten into the month of May and you just feel like, my testimony is in this month. Have you been in that sort of situation before? Where you feel like, I'm close to something big. I'm close to something big. Some people, have you heard of this thing they call near miracle syndrome? Have you heard of it before? That it is almost there. They've given you the contract papers. You've done everything. It's almost there. Just for somebody to stamp it. And then you get the job. Then all of a sudden they start explaining. That's what Elijah was preventing. There can be a sound, but if you don't persevere in the spirit, you may never see rain. Are you getting what I'm saying? A sound of abundance of rain. But now, the sound is not enough. Go back. You know, this happens a lot in Abuja, maybe even Nigeria. The cloud will do like it wants to rain. Everywhere will be dark. Wind will be blowing. There will be sound, though. You have gone to prepare your umbrella. Stress yourself. Carry extra load. After like 20 minutes, you all see the sun coming like this. So, even though there was a sound, Elijah went back to stay in prayer, stay in worship, stay in the place of the Spirit. Persevere. Persevere. Tell your neighbor, persevere. Tell your neighbor, have some spiritual persistence. Then look at verse 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. Everybody complete this verse. 1, 2, 3, go. And there was a great rain. I want you to read that verse, that phrase. There was a great, 1, 2, 3, go. And there was a great rain. I pray for you, the rain will fall. Over your life, the rain will fall. So quickly, what are the three things to expect as we wait on the Lord this morning? First of all, it is to align your priorities back to God. Say after me, divine alignment. Now, I know somebody will be saying, Pastor, you said this prayer and worship service. You must still preach word. You must still put word. Well, because while preparing, the Lord told me to teach specific things, especially this first one. Especially this one. Exodus chapter 32 from verse 1. Exodus 32 from verse 1. Now, the background of this story was Moses went to the top of the mountain to seek God and to get the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments to present to the people as they march into the promised land. Are you getting this? They have already come very far in the wilderness and they were very close to the promised land, and Moses had to go up to the mountain to get these tablets of stone. But after a while, it looks like Moses delayed longer than they expected. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 32 from verse 1. Read with me. 1, 2, 3, go. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. Anything that prevents you from waiting from God when it looks like God is delaying has become your idol. That's what he's saying there. You know this story. I don't want to go too deep into it. They made a golden calf and began to dance around it and began to worship it and began to commit sin, adultery, fornication, all of that. It led them astray. By the time Moses came, he had to break the whole thing. Many people that are supposed to have entered the promised land died. It looks like they went back many years. It looked like it took them backward. See, I want to tell you something, the way it came on my spirit. I don't know who this word is for. Maybe it's someone online. I don't know who it is for. Even though it seems like God is delaying, take advantage of that delay and seek God more. Don't allow your delay lead you to other gods. Are you getting me? God is taking time to show up. I will go to Babalawo. See, you are taking yourself backward. If you read what happened, eventually, almost 23,000 of them died that day. So when you wait on the Lord, your priorities reset to God. Like if you're in the middle of service or you listen to the sermon, you remember when Elijah said, Father, I thank you because you have brought the heart of these people back to this altar. Remember. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 7 in Exodus 32. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down, for thy people, which thou brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. So whenever the devil can distract you from waiting on the Lord, he brings you to the point where you get corrupt in yourself. Are you getting this? If a man, see, you know, people have asked me, like we're going to talk about later in this teaching, how do I live above sin? Very simple. If you spend time with God, the nature of God, which is holiness, will rub off on you. If you spend time with God, it will be easy to live above sin. Somebody asked me one day, Pastor, don't you face the same temptations we face? I said, we face the same, maybe even more. It's just that we are closer enough, are you with me, to the glory and the Shekinah of God. Let me tell you, if you spend time with God, I notice it in my personal experience. When I spend time with God long enough, the very things that were attractions to me, that I was calling temptation, after a while, they became not just annoying, but distasteful. Are you getting this? Okay, let's go on. The second thing that will happen as you wait on the Lord, God will give you direction. I thought you would say amen. Yeah. Acts chapter 13 from verse 1 to 2. It says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, which was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manin, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Everybody read verse 2. Oh, Jesus. Start again. 1, 2, 3, go. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them, as they ministered. So what happened was, it's not that they went to pray and worship God because God told them, go and seek me, I want to speak. Instead, what happened was that they went on their own to just enjoy God. And as they were spending time with God, God began to talk. It's just like I had something in my mind. I said, I want to tell Louis something. But maybe Louis is not around me. I try calling his number. His number is not going through. Then Louis, peradventure, he stays close to my house. Then he comes and says, Pastor, I just came to visit. And I say, hey, Louis, thank God you came. There is something I wanted to tell you. Are you with me? In the same way, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, that means there are many times that God wanted to talk, but we were not available. Are you following me? Some of you know this example. In fact, all of you know this example. Have you put off your phone before? And then
After 5 hours, when you now later put it on, you now saw messages that came in on WhatsApp. All the messages began to drop. Has that happened before? Many times spiritual things are like that. God has been dropping messages in your heart. God has been dropping things in your life, dropping ideas in your spirit, but your spiritual antenna was off. So by the time you come into the place of prayer and you're worshiping, the thing begins to drop. That's why when God gives you an idea, don't say, I will execute it in 10 years' time. Maybe that idea was for 3 years ago, but your spiritual internet was off. By the time the idea is dropping, you have to run. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because you don't know whether you are behind when God drops that message. He that has ear, let him hear. Let me move on. But before I move on, look at that statement. As the minister to the Lord, I remember the first time I saw that phrase. It disturbed me because how can you minister to God? I thought we minister to people. Who has the audacity to minister to God? Well, the Bible says that God wants to be ministered to. When last did you minister to God? It's easy to come to God and say, God, give me, give me, give me. Do you know that God also has needs? There are plenty, but one of them is God wants to be ministered to. The same way you want God to be blessed, you want God to bless you, God also wants to be blessed. How can you bless the Lord? In your worship, in prayer. When you seek God, you are blessing his name. Are you with me? This is for somebody. When last did you bless the Lord? We say, okay, what about praise and worship in church? Many times in church, for a lot of people, during praise and worship, their heart is not there. To them, it's a time delay tactics. Okay, this is what they will do before the word will come. And some programs we attended growing up did not help matters. Maybe you're expecting the guest minister. And by 6, the guest minister is not there. Okay, choir, give us a song. And so the choir finished singing, their throats is dried. All the songs, they will now be clapping. Come on. Drummer, give us a move, 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 move. Everybody's, they are just trying to play with the time or waste the time. And that is something that is so sacred. Are you getting me? Ask your neighbor, when last did you minister to the Lord? In blessing the Lord, you have to learn to raise your hand. Learn to raise your heart. Are you getting me? When you and your friend talk, you can know whether the person is listening to what you are saying or not. You can know whether the person is into what you are saying. Imagine you are dating a girl, and in the evening you come. Babe, how are you? She said, I'm fine. Are you okay? I'm okay. Was your today good? My today was good. Anything you say, she gives you back the same line. No expression, nothing. No, like, oh, babe, have you been? No. Hi. What is happening? That response that you are getting that looks dry, that's how God feels when they are singing on your ears. Something's moving. Something's changing. See his glory. This is heaven on earth. Human being move now. Human being change. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor you will minister to the Lord. And finally, when you wait on the Lord, you are transformed. When you wait on the Lord, you are transformed. Look at Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 29. Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 29. The Bible says, and it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. You know, see, when I studied the life of Jesus, it's a strange thing in the spirit not to be a man of prayer. If you study the scripture, Jesus just finished doing miracles and he was going to the mountain to pray. If it's some of us, after you do that kind of miracle, you'll be granting press interview. You know, that day I was just high in the spirit. The cloud just took me.
And as I stretched my hand, I saw strange things. They said, the president wants to see you. Okay, let's go, let's go. You just be busy because strange things has happened to you. You are a miracle worker. Jesus finished doing miracle, went straight to the mountain to pray. It was as though without prayer, he would just die. Prayer was like his very beating heart. When last did your heart burn in prayer? Like you prayed, you began to cry. Your heart was full of God, full of God. Well, let's move on. Verse 29. He says, and as he prayed, can we read this verse 1-3, go? And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Hey! And his raiment was white and glistening. Do you know what I see here? And as he prayed, he was upgraded. God gave us a picture of what happens when we pray. I've said it here in New Breed before. Maybe not this branch, but I've said it before. See, the blessing of prayer is more of what it does in you than what it does for you. The blessing of prayer is more of what it does in you than what it does for you. I know we are living in a day where they will say, all these churches, praying. How does it add to economic value? Listen, the job of the church is not to fix the country. The job of the church, you know, somebody was saying, I was in a pastoral meeting and training yesterday, and somebody was saying that, why are pastors not speaking against the government? Why are pastors not going out and doing protests? I said, is that their work? If a pastor takes a protest that the government did not approve, do you know they can arrest him? In fact, do you know that was what killed John the Baptist? Read the Bible. God told John the Baptist, go and reveal Jesus and baptize people, pointing to the Messiah. He went. After a while, he said, Herodias, it is not lawful to have thy brother's wife. They arrested him and cut his head, and God was still God. Because that was not his assignment. See, your prayer may not change the exchange rate from dollar to naira, but it will make you more powerful that no matter how high the dollar goes, you are in charge. Do you hear what I just said? Your prayer may not affect the country, but it will make you a kind of person that no matter what happens in the country, you are still more than a conqueror. That somehow, in spite of everything, they said, in this Nigeria, you came out like this. Yes, the hand of God is upon me. I am connected to a divine economy. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. You change. All of us that use phones, you know what upgrade is. If you don't upgrade your Android OS, after a while, some softwares will not work. If you don't upgrade your iOS, after a while, some things will not work. The phone will be hanging. It will be acting one kind, acting cranky. And sometimes to update it, you have to put it off, plug it, and leave it. Is that not a picture of waiting on the Lord? It's not a picture of praying and waiting on the Lord. In the same way, you need regular times of prayer and waiting on the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says the fashion of his countenance was altered. He changed. Ah, my God. I've explained this thing before. I will say it again. Even if you are tired of the rhema, I'm not tired. I will keep giving you. You know, the Bible says, no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Do you know what that means? It means that when the devil wants to form weapons for you, he calculates who you are. Just the same way a tailor, a fashion designer will measure a person and get his size. That's how weapons are fashioned for people. But the Bible says that as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. It means, even though the devil has measured you and has gotten your size, you can go to prayer and you become bigger. The weapon that was formed against you no longer sizes you. The devil may have calculated that, you will go this direction. You will do like this in the next 2 years. The next 1 year, this is what you do. And has planned traps for you. But by the time you stay and wait on the Lord, God begins to rearrange everything. You become a different kind of person. All the things the devil has set to give as traps for you will no longer catch you. Yeah.
Are you getting this? Some people say, Pastor, what are you really saying? Let me bring it home. There are some people. They say, Pastor, I don't know why. Why am I always falling for this temptation? The devil calculated you. The exact time you would have left the place, that's why he brought that in. Because he knows. Just the time you will get that job, somebody just comes, distracts you. The person you are supposed to meet that will connect you to this other person and this other person, somehow, because the devil has, he knows your tendencies. He knows your weaknesses. When you're supposed to have kept quiet, he will make you shout. You will not shout at your destiny helper. You know, something happened one day. We've been searching for a venue. And one of the persons that has been very instrumental in helping us get some of the real estate, top real estate agents for a venue. When we met on a bad note. She was shouting at me on the phone. What is wrong with you? Where are you? I said, Ma, I am where you said I'm supposed to be. I'm in the car waiting for you. I wanted to shout again. I just felt the Lord tell me, calm down. You see, I listen to God. That lady, if not for that lady, you know, the labor of fools, he reared all of them. It just dawned on me how, so, all of them. Sometimes, to your ideology, they may not even be in your religion. Are you getting me? They may not be your friends, but the Holy Ghost has to prepare you. If not, you will make many mistakes. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. Today you will change. You will upgrade today. I said you will upgrade today. I said you will upgrade today. In the name of Jesus. I know what I'm saying too much. There are too many of you. You have seen too many consistent patterns of failure. It ends today. Consistent patterns of defeat ends today. Amen. Consistent patterns of confusion end today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When you wait on the Lord, what is happening is that you are bringing God's atmosphere to your atmosphere. And there are things that respond only to God's atmosphere. Are you with me? For instance, if you go to space right now, you cannot stand on the floor. You know why? You are in a different atmosphere that defies the law of gravity. If you go to Mars or Venus, you'll be floating in the air. So imagine you can bring God's atmosphere to your atmosphere. In God's atmosphere, the impossible becomes possible. In God's atmosphere, there is no gravity to put you down. You keep on soaring. So by the time you pray, you transfer that atmosphere here. By the time you worship, you transport that atmosphere here. All of a sudden, people are like, I thought you were with us. No, I am in this world, but I am not of this world. Are you getting this? Jump on your feet.